When you're thinking about retirement, there are a lot of employees that are not close to retirement and may ask the question, why should I invest now? We think this is a great visual demonstration of why you want to invest as early as possible. In this scenario, Mary started contributing at the age of 25, and she put $2,000 each year into her 401k plan until the age of 35. Under this example, she did not contribute after the age of 35. And when she hit the age of 65, her 401k balance was over $348,000. That is the power of compounding interest. And yes, sometimes it can be scary to make an investment in a 401k savings plan, in the stock market, in bonds. It can be quite intimidating. But there are options for you under this plan to make it to where you're comfortable with how your money's being invested and taking advantage of that compounding interest. So a balance of $25 one day can increase by to $25.80, then to $27, then to $28. And that's the power of compounding interest. You keep earning interest on your balance. Now, in this example, we made an assumption of about 8% annual rate of return on your investments. But again, that $2,000 that started at age 25, she gained 8% of compounded interest each year, only contributed for 10 years, and her $20,000 of contribution during those 10 years resulted in over $348,000. Now, some of our employees may not have the opportunity to contribute at 401k at age 25. But in this example, Bill, he started at age 35, and he did the same thing as Mary, put $2,000 away each year. And in this example, the investments received about an 8% annual rate of return in that compounding interest. So Bill contributed from age 35 to 65, so that's 30 years at $2,000, which is $60,000 of his contribution. But as you can see, at age 65, that compounding interest resulted in over $256,000. So it's definitely worth Bill's time to start at age 35 or start at any time and contribute in 401k. But this is also showing the benefit of starting early as well.